Okay, the niche for this hot seat is high school athletes that want to play at the collegiate level, or probably more accurately, the parents of those high school athletes. And this was submitted by Greg and Beth, and they've given us lots of information. There's 7 million high school students playing sports. Lots of them want to play in college. There's $1 billion in scholarships available. Okay, the prospect is student athletes from 8th through 12th grade and their parents. The ROI for the clients is huge. So in other words, the return on investment for the clients, if they get a scholarship, is huge. So fears and frustrations, they're too busy. I mean, these student athletes, they're students, but since they're athletes, it just makes them even busier than everyone else. Everyone's trying to survive rising college costs with tougher financial times. The students are involved in lots of activities. College coaches are not contacting them. Their high school coaches and guidance counselors don't have the information or the time to help with this process. So basically, these students are trying to get recruited. The students and the parents of the students, they would like to see their kids recruited by college, by colleges to go play sports and hopefully get a scholarship. So they want to play their sport in college. They want to get a scholarship. They want to belong to a team. They want a memorable experience. And they don't want to have to do tons and tons of work getting lined up with a scholarship. Okay, now let's move on to the story. And I think they're pretty darn close. So here's the story. I think we're a lot alike. And this is in Beth's voice. I think we're a lot alike. We knew our daughter had talent. How much, I wasn't sure. But she was doing well in high school against her peers. Brooke wanted to play in college and, if possible, get a scholarship of some kind. We were all busy with school and didn't want to waste a lot of time or money. We wanted her to improve her skills, and we also needed someone who could tell us the facts about playing at the collegiate level and getting a scholarship to help reduce the costs. Brooke liked being part of the team environment and wanted to find a team in college where she could belong and make the transition from home easier. As a parent, I wanted her to pick a school that would be a good match and not just a school to go get a degree. Now, I think you nailed it. I think that's perfect. And then here's the shift into how you found the solution. Being a researcher and planner by nature, I immediately tried to find out who knew this stuff. I went to her high school coaches, and while they were well-intentioned, they couldn't help. So here, I'd probably make this a little, this transition a little self-deprecating. So up here, you're saying I'm a lot like you. We wanted to pick a good school. She wanted to play sports. But down in this transition zone, it would be something like, now I have to admit, I am one of those people. I guess it's a little bit weird, but I'm one of those planners. You probably know some people like me where I just can't help just being this crazy researcher. Anytime I'm faced with a problem or some big project, I go into this massive research and massive planning mode. And so I just approach this problem of getting Brooke a scholarship similar to the way I go after other problems in my life. And so this is what I did. And then you basically go right into it. I mean, I think you've got the story completely nailed. Now, here you talked about basically your journey, looking for what you're going to do, that no one seemed to know what to do. And I think you've got it. I just would be a little self-deprecating in that transition. Make it out like you really are this crazy person. And, talking to prospect, I'm this crazy person that went insane with all this research because, you know, I've sort of driven that way, but you're probably not like that. You're probably not going to want to go through all this huge amount of work that I did. So I really do think it's a great transition. Here you have some proof. To make a long story short, Brooke earned $150,000 of scholarship after tax to Michigan State University. And I will have to say, I am Michigan State's my alma mater. I went to Michigan State and I got a degree from Michigan State. So it's good to see that Brooke is attending my alma mater. But basically, this is a great story. I think it's well told. The more, you know, lots of personal details, the more that you can be sort of self-deprecating as you go through this. And, you know, I'm this crazy person. You really don't want to be like I was and get obsessed with researching this because I've done all the hard work for you. The better off you're going to be. Okay, now let's get to the offer. The offer is basically a membership site. And there's all kinds of stuff there. There's templates, how-to templates, videos, articles, updates from the NCAA, selection tools. There's all kinds of stuff here, a full-fledged membership site. The pricing down here is $75 or $97. Sign-up fee plus $29.95 a month. Go with $97. I don't like that $75 price point. I think anyone who pays you $75 would definitely pay you $97. So, I think you're leaving money on the table at $75. I just don't like that price point. Now, here's a key thing. So I'm not sure if this is too low when you consider a consultant charges $2,000 to $3,000 to handhold the same process. I think this needs to be part of your whole sales, your story going in, is that it costs, this is a complicated process. I know, you're definitely too busy to be doing this. Your kid's in school. You're trying to manage a busy teenager. Your teenager's running around going to, practice, team practice, plus they're trying to manage school and they got other activities. Everyone's too busy. So you need help with this process, but the problem is that, to get help, it's $2,000 to $3,000, and that's not guaranteed. So, when you're selling something that for $97, they can get into your membership site, you're selling something at 1/20th or 1/30th of what a consultant charges, and you're going to give more comprehensive help. I mean, that's a strong, strong selling point. So I would work that into your launch story. Okay, pre-launch content, sounds like you got fantastic content planned here. A mini course, a video mini course. I mean, it looks like you've really got this thing nailed. So what I would like to see you do is just go with what your plan is here. Go with that $97 price point. It might be too low, but I think that's a good start. You can experiment with raising it later on. Emphasize you got a really strong guarantee. These consultants at $2,000 to $3,000 don't have guarantees. I think down here, you mentioned this, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team as a sophomore. Probably the greatest basketball player of all time, and he was cut from his high school team. That's a powerful story, and I would work that into your overall story. So parents understand that if their kid's in 9th grade or 8th grade or 10th grade, they're not a superstar, they still could possibly have a future. Now, here we go. Scarcity plan at the beginning. Now, you had great ideas for first mover bonuses. Those were all up here. Great ideas for first mover bonuses. First 10, personal critique and editing of their letter of interest. First 25, get an hour of consultation. First 100, get a quick start teleseminar. First 100, get this 10-week teleseminar series. Those are great fast mover bonuses. One concern that I have about this whole thing is if these people are too busy, then you're giving them all this stuff. I want them to have one very simple, easy to follow path through the site. I don't want them dumped on a site with a bazillion different ways to go. You have to have a very clear path for them to follow. Now, down in here, what's their objections? Top three objections. The objection, I don't have enough time to do all the research required to get a sports scholarship. Now, that is not an objection to your product. That's an objection to the process. I think you really need to focus on, I mean, you build up the pain in your launch story that if they don't go through this, then their kid's not going to get the scholarship. Now, what's the number one objection to your site? Isn't that they don't have the time required to do it. It's. I would think their number one objection would be, you're giving them so much stuff, they're not going to have time to go through their stuff. So I think what you need to do is make sure it is a step-by-step process to go through your site and get the minimum information they need. And I think then you have to communicate that you've got this and make it very step-by-step and make it clear that it's very step-by-step. You're not just dumping them on a membership site with tons of videos and tons of audios and tons of articles and they can go hunting and pecking however they want through it. You got to turn it into a process that they walk through step-by-step. Okay, back to the scarcity here. You have all those great fast mover bonuses. And I love that at the start of the launch. You needed help at the end of the launch. If out of the primary, let's see. You had mentioned possibly pulling those teleseminars away. Here we go. I plan on possibly reducing the number of teleseminars. I don't really like that one too much. What I would do is I would pull it off the market after the end of the 7 days. You can always re-release it a month later. And the story is just, you know, we're just rolling this out. We want to make sure we can service all our new clients. So we're going to limit the number of people. We're only going to keep this thing open for 7 days. We're very much hoping that we're going to be able to open it up down the road. We plan to open it down the road, but we think it's probably going to be at least 30, maybe even 60 days till we open it up again. And so then you just run it for 7 days and you close it down at 7 days. So that's big time scarcity, is that it's going away. But, you know, you don't want to pull it away permanently. But, you know, just with the exception of those couple little tweaks I just mentioned, you've got a fantastic plan here. And I think it's it looks like a great product, and it's a very interesting niche. And you did a great job picking a school for your daughter. So, yeah, it looks good. Great job.